I'd like to talk about new formula for 3 neutrino CP violation. This talk is based on the research collaborated with K. Kimura and Eta Kamo. To begin with, I'd like to review the present situation on the same some neutrino experiment and in the future. Both atmospheric neutron anomaly and solar neutron deficit are explained by neutron oscillation with a parameter like this. Concerning theta-13, only an upper limit is obtained from the show experiment. In future experiments, we expect the measurement of these unknown parameters. In particular, the measurement of the Leibniz-CP phase is delta is quite interesting. This figure shows the inside of the Earth. The matter density become higher and higher as the depth approaches to the center of the Earth. Therefore, in long baseline experiment, we must consider the change of the density along the path more seriously. In this case, the density can be considered to be almost constant. But in this case, neutron pass through the mantle and core. Namely, the density change the density changes drastically if the baseline length is larger than 5,000 kilometers. At first, we consider the case of vacuum and take the channel for newly cleaned transition as an example. The probability is calculated from this matrix element. When H is Hamiltonian and U is the MNS matrix and these are mass eigenvalues, then we obtain the well-known formula, the probability like this, where J, IJ, mu is the product of whole matrix element U, and J is the Yarskog factor, imaginary part of this. And we use the abbreviation delta dash IJ for simplicity. In matter, according to the change in Hamiltonian, the MNS matrix element and mass eigenvalue changes to the elective ones. Exact expression for elective masses lambda I were for the first time calculated by Berger et al. For the oscillation of the 3 neutrinos. One can see that the elective masses do not depend on the CP phase. The exact expression for the eight mixing angle and the CP phase were given for the first time by the Zagrauer and Schulze. Real IJ, EMU, J and the probability can be calculated from these expressions in principle. However, the dependence of these quantities on the CP phase delta and the matter potential was not yet calculated for a long time. For example, consider the expression for J tilde, which is product of the several mixing angle and the CP phase. One can imagine that the expression seems to be complicated. Recently, a remarkable approach has been proposed by Naumov, Harrison, Scott. All elements of Hamiltonian are equal both H matter and vacuum, except HEE component. They consider the imaginary part of this product. This relation independent of the matter effect. As a result, they obtained this very simple identity. It is noted that matter effect are included only the matter effect, and CP effect are included only J through the sine delta. This suggests that the complicated not only J tilde, but also the probability or amplitude have been simple CP dependence. In the let us now original work. The relation of the probability and amplitude. The amplitude is written with U tilde and electric mixing X masses. U or electric mixing angle was complicated, but we thought the product U tilde U tilde might be simple. Please remember that the J tilde is a complicated product of 4 U tilde. We can calculate the product of U tilde U tilde star in following. Please remember the relation between H tilde and H. Each Hamiltonian is written and U tilde and U. So we obtain the relation U tilde star and U star for any number n. We set n equal 1. This becomes represented the entirety. And n equal 1 is this is constant and is defined P. N equal 2, this is a linear polynomial of matter potential, are defined Q. This leaves the expression for amplitude and the probability. Here, using the result of the previous transparency, we show the CP dependence of the probability. First, we written the constant P and Q with the CP phase delta. In order to obtain these formulas, we used the fact that the effective masses in P and Q are independent of delta. And we written U by using the standard parameterization. Then We find that the utility star has a CP dependence from the expression for P and Q, where X1 and X2 do not include the CP phase at all. The probability is given the square of this. As a result, we obtain the exact CP dependence of the probability like this. Probability has only linear term in cosine delta and sine delta. This is our main result in this talk. In conclusion, we have derived the exact and simple formula for Newtonian oscillation probability by using a new method. Second, we have found the CP dependence of P nu e to nu nu. It is noted that the probability has only linear term sine delta and cosine delta. Concerning other channel, we can derive the CP dependence in the same way. This seems to be useful to obtain the understanding the CP phase in the future experiment. Thank you for your time. Sorry.
I just wanted to mention that we found the relation with Christian between J tilde and J with functions that which were non-trivial, which we couldn't identify as difference in squares of masses. But these functions numerically coincide with the differences, the ratios of the
in your paper, did you write down that the term is linearly proportional to the sine delta?
I can check. But we found that in order for the J in method to be different from zero, the J in factors has to be different from zero. And we have also found that J tilde in method is proportional, at least in this parameterization. The sine delta for the theta sine of 2 theta 2 3, which were not affected by matter effects.
Any more questions on the matter? Well, if not, let's answer.